Hello and welcome to Hollywood Bets Hit the Target podcast. I'm Chad Nagel, your host for today. And joining me to discuss the penultimate round of the English Premier League season is long-suffering Manchester United supporter Ntsebo Mpongos. And I'm also with the quadruple-chasing Liverpool fan, Vinal Naidoo. Gentlemen, welcome. Great to have you.
Thank you, Chad. How's it?
Thanks so much, Chad.
I bet that if I had to ask both of you guys how the season has been, you'd both give me very different responses.
It's been a terrible season for United. I can't believe we actually got worse after we dismissed Ole. I mean, that's where we all thought things might change the season for us, but they haven't really gone that way. But there's always something to look forward to for a United fan, and we're looking forward to a new season with Ten Hag, who has just won the Eredivisie title with Ajax. Yeah. And we hope he'll bring that good mojo with him to United.
Yeah, Vino?
No, it's been a good season for us, of course. I mean,
of course.
I mean, you can't, deny that we've been fantastic. We've played fantastic football. We just, I never ever thought I'd live to see the day where I'll be disappointed where my team's going to probably win 3 trophies and not 4, you know? Look how far we've come. I mean, from crying in school to now, you know, being on the brink of history at the age that I'm currently at. So let's hope for everything. And from a United perspective, I actually don't think it's such a bad season. I mean, the fact that you've still got Europa League, I mean, but they haven't put out a good performance the entire year. I mean, if you look back, there hasn't...
Vinal, you're taking the mic.
Yeah. I honestly thought the way you played, you would assume that you'll be fighting for relegation. But like, honestly, with Watford beating your 4-0, Brighton beating your 4-0, I mean, you'll deserve to be down there, you know? So Europa League place, I think that's an achievement on its own.
Wow.
Yeah.
A response to that.
Yeah. It's not, the Europa League place is not 100% guaranteed. You might still play Conference League.
Oh no, that would be disastrous.
I get the context Vinal is giving though. Yeah. United has been horrendous this season and we don't even deserve to be in the top 10 to be quite honest. But we are. And I think the Europa League will be a good start for Ten Hag to build. And to give more players a chance to like showcase their stuff, because when you're just playing in the EPL, it sort of limits the coach and limits what they can do with the squad. So at least with the Europa League qualification, he will get like a chance to test his players in a European competition and still get to like go for a push, maybe for a top 4 to return to the Champions League. Cause let's be honest, we won't be fighting for the league next season. We won't be,
you know, I'm sure. Vinal will perhaps disagree, but speaking about fighting for the league, I think with the big news of Erling Haaland joining Manchester City, it's hard to think of anyone stopping Manchester City next season. Mm-hmm. No, it's actually, we always joke about it, like despite their failure in the European Champions League, the UEFA Champions League, they are still going to be favorites next season. But they're still going to be favorites to win the Premier League, favorites to win the FA Cup. And just how we're talking about Liverpool in the mix for a quadruple, next season the conversation could be Manchester City, especially with Erling Haaland joining.
Yeah, no, definitely, 100%. I mean, City is like, I believe, you know, cursed in the Champions League and I don't think they'll ever win it. But with Erling Haaland.
I hope you're right.
Yeah. I mean, like, they always find a way to mess up somewhere or another. I think Pep just overthinks too much. But on a serious note, like, you know, with Erling Haaland coming in and he's only so young and with that amount of money, I mean, Kevin De Bruyne's going to have a field day. I mean, the way he can pass a ball, I mean, we saw against Wolves, we saw in the past few games. I mean, let's be honest, the reason why Manchester City are not in the final of the Champions League is because Pep Guardiola took off Kevin De Bruyne.
Yeah.
110%. Yeah. Everyone can say, wow.
It was a bold, shocking move. Yeah. Surprising.
Yeah. Everyone can say, wow, look at what Madrid did. End of the day, it was, you know, self-harm. He did it to himself. He committed suicide, basically, by taking his best player off the pitch. And yeah, Kevin De Bruyne's amazing. He's going to feed Haaland every single game. And yeah. I mean, he even celebrates it against Wolves with Haaland celebration. So he's very excited.
He's excited. I'm sure Haaland will be excited as well. Well, before we get into the weekend's action, Vinal, tell us about the latest competition Hollywood Bets are running.
Also, currently at Hollywood Bets, they're running a horse racing competition to bring together the champion season. So all you have to do is take a horse racing bet for 20 Rand or more, and you are standing a chance to win one of three Apollo lives. And all you need to do is take a bet online on your account, or you can take a branch bet as well and follow the codes at the bottom of your ticket to enter. And you will be in line to win one of three Polo lives. It's a wonderful car. It's purple, just like our colors at Hollywood Bets. And it's really, really is basically giving you something for nothing, basically. Just a small 20 Rand bet, and you never know. You could be driving off with a fabulous car.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Let's get straight into it, starting with the big one.
Oh, about that, Chad. Just guys, do not forget to opt in on the promotions page before you take your bet. Opting in on the promotions page is the way you enter and qualify to win the car.
Thanks for that, Vinal. Sounds like a fantastic opportunity to be fortunate to get your hands on a new Polo life. So let's get straight into it. We've got a lot to discuss. We're going to start with the big one. It's the FA Cup final. It's Tuchel versus Klopp. It's the Blues against the Reds. The Champions League holders against probably this year's winners. It's Chelsea versus Liverpool at Wembley. Take us through this one, Sebo.
Well, there's been a lot of talk and expectation for Liverpool to win the quadruple this season, and they come up against a team that I would say regressed a bit in the last couple of weeks. But they put in a performance this past weekend or during this midweek to get back to winning ways. What I would say about Chelsea is you don't expect a normal Chelsea team during a cup final. They will always turn up, like most teams, they'll always turn up and increase the level of their play just to ensure that they perform, you know, to that level of expectation.
They
as former
to thrive in the cup finals.
And Tuchel seems to like, you know, these type of competitions, you know, more than the league. I'm not saying he doesn't want to win the league, but I'm saying that he's performed better in like short leagues or short form tournaments more than the league, which I think he will challenge for next season. I hear you gentlemen speak about Man City. I still think, I'm sorry, I'm going to divert just a little bit. Yeah, I still think, what City is doing by getting better, they're also making other teams better. You know, we're seeing Liverpool. Liverpool is thriving off the competition with Man City, and other teams are going to relish that too.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got Chelsea. Tuchel will be on his second season. We've got United. I'm not saying they'll win the league, but they'll probably be able to nick off a point or two, which is key now in the Premier League because it's such small margins. You've got Newcastle who go mad in the transfer market.
Yeah.
And you've still got other teams like Aston Villa,
Leicester, Arsenal,
Southampton. I'm not saying those teams are like, Southampton teams are big, but they can take points off these big teams like Man City once they start investing money. And the better the biggest team or the best team gets, believe me, all the other teams below it are going to improve and try to get to it. I mean, look at Arsenal. They're probably going to profit from Man City buying a new striker because they might get one of their attackers.
Yeah.
Might not be Jesus. It might not be Mahrez, but it could be one of them, including Sterling there if the transfer talk is anything to go by. But going back to the cup final this weekend, I think it will really be an interesting watch between two amazing coaches, two amazing clubs, who will go all out. It'll obviously be a midfield battle, between these two teams, but I still think with their recent Champions League win and the way things have been going, Chelsea might actually want to make an example or rather might want to make a statement by winning this cup. Yeah. I'm going to be banking Chelsea on this.
Wow. Okay. So
yes,
that's interesting. I mean, as a diehard Chelsea fan, I mean, that's music to my ears. I can tell you that. And especially with the fact that you had picked, you had correctly predicted Liverpool to drop points at Anfield against Tottenham.
Yes, last week.
So, yeah, so that's music to my ears. Bees, I know you've got a fat lot to say. But I just want to add to what Sebo was saying on Chelsea. You know, yes, they thrive in cup competitions, and cup finals, but you know where I really think they really tend to thrive is when they are the underdog. Like you look in the past FA Cup finals, by the way, this is Chelsea's third time in the final, third consecutive final in the FA Cup. So you look at the times where they were favorites to win that, which was against Leicester City, they failed. You look at when they were favorites to beat Arsenal, they failed. You look at when everyone wrote them off against Manchester City, and that's when they thrive. And this is a team that you cannot, I'm not just saying this as a Chelsea fan, you just cannot underestimate them. You simply cannot, because they have a star-studded team. They have players who can hurt you from all positions on the pitch. However, they are going up against, for me, the best team in world football right now. I made a statement. I was just talking to some guys discussing who is the best team in the world last weekend. And I was saying that, for me, Liverpool are the best team in the world football, because what you see in England is what you get in Europe. We cannot say the same about Manchester City. And for me, those two are the best teams. But anyway, please take us through this one. What's your thoughts on this game? How confident are you as a Liverpool fan?
No, I'm very confident, Chad.
No, there we go.
No, I mean, the only way I can see Chelsea beating Liverpool this weekend is if they come out the blocks firing in that first 20, 25 minutes and get an early goal. And that's the only way I can see Chelsea having any chance. Because because FA Cup final, everyone wants to start well. Everyone wants to play, you know, is going to be at their optimum best. Because even if the score is 0-0 going into halftime, I mean, the second half is going to be a football match again, you know. The players are not going to show that same. I mean, we've all watched hundreds of finals in our lives. We know exactly how the players start. They're running after every ball. They're excited. Yeah. The fans are going crazy.
Yeah.
Because once that frenetic energy is gone in that first 20, 30 minutes, there's only one team that's going to have the ball, I believe. And with Thiago being rested on Tuesday night and coming on.
They also rested out Thiago.
Yeah. 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 But I'm just saying, I mean, we've been there, done that at Wembley before. I know it went to a penalty shootout between Chelsea and Liverpool last time.
In fact, there's been tight tussles this season. In fact, neither side has been able to win in 90 minutes. Two draws in the Premier League, and then it was that 11-10 penalty shootout in the Carabao Cup final. So it does look like this is going to be a tight affair.
On paper, it does look like a tight affair, 110%. But if Chelsea play the same way they played us in the FA Cup, I mean in the Carabao Cup final, it's going to be quite tight. But where we were in February and where we are now come May, I mean, we are like worlds apart. I think we've just built and built. And I mean, like,
y'all have been soaring.
I mean, even when we were, to be honest, as a Liverpool support, not just seeing that because it's my team, when we were 2-0 down against Villarreal, I didn't panic. I just went and made myself a cup of tea and I relaxed, you know. I didn't panic. I knew we're going to get the results. We know, end of the day, when it comes to Liverpool, we know the chances will always be there. And that's the bottom line, and that's the base. Whether and when it doesn't work, we'll bring on Jota, we'll bring on Origi, we'll bring on Bobby. And in saying that, like, the only way Chelsea can beat us this weekend, I'll say it again, is if they score a goal in the first 20, 30 minutes, other than if they lead and they hold on. Because once it turns into a football match,
there's only one winner.
That's true. Like, that conclusion, once it turns into, like, a football match, like a proper, like two sides playing to win it. Because Klopp, there's something Conte said this week that Klopp needs to find the tools to, you know, open up a team that's sitting deep, that's not playing football or that is taken as anti-football. And Chelsea might do that, as Viz is saying, if they score first, they know Liverpool kind of struggles against a deep block and a team that's sitting deep. They struggle against those teams. So yeah, it'll be an interesting watch.
Yeah. Well, Sebo says Chelsea. Vinal says Liverpool. I say, I think it'll go the distance, actually. I think it'll go into extra time. I really think so. I think these two teams, I mean, from what I've seen three times this season, it's just, two teams that they tend to, I won't say evenly matched because Liverpool are superior, but they will be evenly matched. They have been, whenever they've met each other on the pitch. Well, those are our predictions for the cup final this weekend. Now onto the Premier League, and the very first game to preview is a bit of a tricky one. Tottenham host Burnley, and I say tricky because Tottenham are yet to play Arsenal at the time of recording, so we're not really certain if Spurs will still be in the running for top four heading into this game. But what we do know is Burnley desperately need points to avoid becoming the third relegated club. Please take us through this one.
I think the whole one thing when I do any preview at this part of the season is that I don't look at form. I don't look at stats or anything. I look at what the team has to play for. And that's how I make my decision, you know. And in saying that, like, just, I think to all our listeners, just watch Tottenham's result against Arsenal. And then from they have nothing to play for, take Burnley win or draw, because Burnley are literally going to be bombing it up the pitch and asking them all the questions necessary. I mean, nothing matters at this part of the season. Absolutely nothing. Doesn't matter if you conceded 100 goals or scored 200 goals previously. It's all about what you need to do for your team in order to survive or make a Champions League spot to win the league. That's the only thing that matters. And if Tottenham need to win, if they beat Arsenal and they need to beat Burnley, they'll steamroll them 110%. But if they don't, Burnley will get something from this game.
You agree with that,
Tebo? Yeah, I have to agree. I think there's value in the both teams to score market here. It will feel like an open game, like both teams will be chasing especially if Tottenham wins, tonight against Arsenal.
Yeah.
It will be both teams chasing the goals, because Burnley as well, even if Tottenham wins, they won't approach the game thinking, Tottenham will probably be out here looking for a win, so let's let them win. No. So it will be an open game regardless. And, I would put something on the both teams to score markets, and just see how things go there.
Interesting. I mean, I can definitely understand, what you said, Vinal, about having something to play for, because especially if Spurs are top four hopes are dashed, after this Arsenal game, Burnley still have the same task at hand, which is get maximum points, or get as much points, just avoid defeat. So yeah, that should be interesting. Our next game sees Aston Villa entertain Crystal Palace and Sebo.
One of those games.
Two teams close to each other on the table.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those games, mid-table clash. Two teams trying to like measure each other up for next season, see where they are. I've been impressed with Aston Villa. Since Gerrard took over, they've been doing well. They've been playing good football. Crystal Palace, same. I can say the same for them. The entire season, they've played good football under the guidance of Vieira.
Yeah.
And they've collected a couple of wins in the last couple of weeks. So I will go with a draw here. Honestly, I'll go with a draw here. I don't see there being much to fight for between these two teams. It might just feel like a friendly at some point of the game, because Aston Villa are not going to get relegated. Crystal Palace are not going to get relegated, and they really can't reach any higher than they already are this season. So I think for both coaches, it will just be a matter of testing, their squads for the upcoming season, seeing where they are, what they need, when playing against the smaller or other teams that are level with them. Yeah.
Bees, you gonna back the stalemate or call a winner? Yeah.
No, I can call a winner. I think this match, you know, as I heard Steven Gerrard's interview after the game against Liverpool, I mean, first and foremost, they really did play good football against Liverpool. they really gave us. It was a very entertaining watch if you were neutral. And I think, like, dependent on, I think they will definitely be trying out something on Sunday that they will want to apply against Man City. Whatever they do on Sunday will be like a trial run for what they're going to do against Man City. And Steven Gerrard can tell the press whatever he wants to tell the press. He can lie, whatever. End of the day, he wants Liverpool to win the league.
Yeah.
110%.
Sure. Yeah.
He can bluff everybody as much as he possibly can, but I don't blame him. He gets paid by Villa at the end of the day. End of the day, he wants Liverpool to win the league, and he's going to do everything in his power to make that happen. And on Sunday will be that test against Crystal Palace to show, show us a bit of the, but if they play the same way they play against Liverpool, they'll beat Crystal Palace hands down.
I must say, I like that theory. It makes a lot of sense.
Next
up, relegation threatened Leeds will be hoping to avoid a fourth straight defeat in their bid to avoid the drop in their host in-form Brighton at the Amex. Sorry, at Elland Road.
Leeds Football Club. In a way, like, you know, I don't like saying, but like, Bielsa should have went a long time ago. Yeah. I mean, he spoiled the football club, you know, and.
I always thought the same, and apparently our opinion is unpopular.
No,
a lot of the neutrals loved Leeds, you know, they say, no, don't you love, if you love football, you love Leeds. Leeds play full throttle, entertaining.
But the thing
all-out attack.
You need to pick your games. You need to have a brain and pick your games to do that. You can't come to Anfield. You can't go to Stamford Bridge and try all those tricks. At the end of the day, there's only one winner when you do that. And you play football against the big teams. There's a reason why they are big teams. And I don't think that he was able to put things into perspective and really, really, you know, work situations out, and maybe his age caught up with him, with all due respect to him.
Okay, what about Jesse Marsh?
I know he's doing quite well, I won't lie, but in saying that, like you know how they say, the son must pay for the father's sins, or like, you know what I mean? like, and unfortunately, I don't know, it's gonna be tough, but, Leeds at home, I think it's worth it, yeah.
Yeah, I also think it's worth it backing Leeds at home. However, I do feel like Brighton have a tendency of being party spoilers, you know?
They do.
So they might come into this one thinking what we're thinking, Leeds are going to go for it. Which basically will almost bring us back to the Bielsa time whereby they'll be going all out for a win, and Brighton can hurt you as we've seen. They've hurt me recently. As a United fan, Brighton can really hurt you if you give them the space, and especially if you allow them to play football, because they play football. They like passing the ball around. They like moving the ball around, and they like playing against teams that are going to do that as well, because they all want teams sitting deep. You know, they don't have the players, the top players to do that, but they have players that are capable of playing into spaces, finishing. Yeah. They can finish those guys, the Brighton team.
They're a good team. That you have to say they're well coached. You know, Graham Potter is a top manager. I've even seen reports saying, I think it was the Daily Telegraph, saying that he is probably in line to take over the Tottenham job if Antonio Conte
I think that would be a good move for him. Yeah. He's good football.
You know, he's got Brighton punching above their weight. They're on a 2-match winning streak now. For me, Brighton win this game. I haven't been impressed with Leeds. I honestly can't understand much of the fuss about Leeds. I don't really care for them. I think they also have had a lot go against them. Daniel James obviously suspended for this game, so that's going to hurt their chances. As well. They've had injuries. They've got so many injuries. There's rumors of Patrick Bamford possibly being rushed back to play this weekend, but I still don't think it'll be enough. I think Brighton are a proper team. They united. They gel. As a unit, they just play an exciting brand of football. Everyone's fighting for each other. And I just say they get the maximum points in this fixture. The next game, you spoke about the, Aston Villa Palace, Sebo, being meaningless. Here's another one. Leicester, who don't have anything to play for, take on already relegated Watford. Viz? surely. Leicester, is it that easy?
You think so, eh? You would honestly think so. But, I mean, Watford had nothing to play for against Everton, and they still put up a good performance.
Yeah. So and is it one last hurrah before we go to the championship?
I mean, like, another thing in this situation, you need to also consider, like, some players, the team is going down, but some players don't want to go down with the team as a...
Yeah, this is their interesting last, point.
There's a last chance for these players to make an impact, like Ismail Assar, who was in on the Liverpool radar.
To try to get a club,
and they want to stay up. I mean, you don't get that exposure. Like, scouts don't come to every game. We all have been in football for years. I mean, as much as you're playing well or whatever, I mean, playing in the Premier League, your eyes are on you every week. I mean, I haven't seen a highlights reel for the Champions League for the Championship, sorry, anytime. But in saying that, so these Watford players can do something and they must be respected. But in saying that, and Leicester, I mean, they've been dismal the whole season. We haven't seen that fight and that grit that they've shown in years gone past. I mean, since they've won the league, I think this is arguably the most disappointing year.
Yeah.
And I mean, like,
especially after winning the FA Cup last season.
I mean, as a Liverpool supporter, like, you know, you'd know Leicester to be a team that goes to fellow big teams and
gives it a go.
And then, and we can hope that Leicester can, you know, hold them for us to make them drop points or whatever. But like this season, I mean, I won't be surprised if Watford gets something. Yeah.
Sebo, do Leicester beat Watford this weekend?
Yeah, they will get the win. I think they will get the win. even though they've had a horrible season, they are starting to show some signs here and there.
It's a little bit too late.
It's a little bit too late. They've also suffered with injuries, much like Leeds this season. Madison was out for a few weeks, actually. Vardy has been out for some weeks as well. He's only just coming back now, and they've got players who are looking for moves, like Tielemann in midfield, who's been linked with Real Madrid, Arsenal, even Tottenham has been mentioned as well.
Yeah.
So they've got players, and I'm sure he's not the only one. You know, when you've got a top player, when one of your best players starts talking about moving, surely other players in the team as well start looking at.
Yeah, Chelsea, we've been linked with the defender Fofana.
Fofana is a very good defender. I think he'll be a great replacement for
Antonio Rudiger.
Yes, Rudiger, who's going to Real Madrid. But speaking about Watford, I think they shot themselves in the foot. I know I was one of the people, they were like, it's a good move to hire Roy Hodgson. It made sense back then, you know, because they were good to make an early decision, get rid of a coach, get a new one in. But when you look at it now and you look at the trend of coaches in the EPL, you see that the new younger guys, the new school of coaches are the ones that are actually doing better in the Premier League. So I would have gone for someone younger, for someone fresher with new ideas, even to take them through the Championship next season. Because I know some people are going to say, but Roy Hodgson might have been their best option. No, but they've gotten rid of him yesterday, actually.
Yeah.
They got rid of him and they're going to have a new coach.
Yeah.
So they're making the right move now. They're preparing for the Championship and it's a bit too late, you know. Coach fired on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
You know, it's Thursday now. They've got a game this weekend. So I think they're already in preparing for next season. They're already in the Championship, Watford. Yeah. So I'll give this to Leicester. Yeah.
Okay. Well, next up, Manchester City look to move a step closer to clinching the Premier League title. I know Liverpool supporters will have their eye on this fixture.
What can we do except hope and pray? Yeah.
Are you looking at this fixture as the potential fixture where City are going to drop points? Because it's, I mean, like West Ham have the Europa League football to play for. They need to try qualify for the Europa League.
To be honest, Chad, I think this is the game that decides the season for City. Win, it's over. There's no way Liverpool are going to claw back that goal difference, especially after an FA Cup final. 110%. We can wish, hope, pray, whatever. But if City win, even by two goals, it's the task is too much to do. And we go away to Southampton afterwards, it's going to be not plain sailing there. I mean, even though teams have beaten Southampton 9-0 and stuff before, but it's not going to, especially after FA Cup final, I don't think that's going to be possible. But in saying that, when, you know, when Liverpool supporters looked at Manchester City's running and we saw West Ham away at their stadium, we said, okay, that's one.
Yeah.
That's definitely one in their list that, that could possibly upset. I mean, that's the highest possible team that they face in the log.
Yeah.
And going to their ground, hopefully there's bubbles blowing in the City players' eyes and, you know, hopefully it distracts them. But on a serious note, West Ham can do something. They can. They have the potential. They have the power. They have it. I mean, maybe I'm not just saying it from a Liverpool's perspective, but if there's one team that's going to do it, but it's going to be they need to play the perfect game. They need a bit of luck. I mean, the Liverpool's fans' prayers might help them. Like, you know, they might get a City need. Maybe you never know what can happen in football. Ball can go over the top. You know, somebody pulls somebody back, red card, you know. You never know what can happen. For 90 minutes, you might be in trouble. But in saying that, it's all just hope. City should really win this game. 110%. They have nothing to play for. I mean, except the Premier League. I'm not talking from a football. City, the way Kevin De Bruyne is playing, my word, my bet for the World Cup to all our listeners at the moment. I know I don't come here often to the podcast. I probably might only come when the World Cup starts again. But Belgium at the moment, from a Liverpool perspective as well, Kevin De Bruyne is the best footballer in the world for me currently. Yeah. And no one can take, he has everything in his arsenal.
And so you're backing?
I'm backing Belgium to win the World
and
Cup.
And you're backing City and, to beat?
Football brain, City should. Steamroll.
It's the hope that will kill you.
And I'm praying, if you're taking a bet this weekend, I mean, you can't go against Manchester City. Yeah. But I won't be taking a bet this weekend on that game. I'm going to be hoping, praying, fasting, whatever I need to do to ensure that my team, you know, has a chance going into the last day of the season. But I don't know what you think, Msebo.
Msebo, crush his dreams. Yeah. Just go for it. Yeah. Just be honest.
Yeah, Man City are ripping it up.
when you analyze the last two games, these two teams have played, Man City has failed to score a lot of goals against the Hammers. You know, they've won 1-0, 2-1. There's a 0-0 draw there somewhere as well. I think it was in the Carabao Cup before they went to penalties. But also one thing I've noticed that might give Liverpool supporters some hope is the fact that after West Ham were knocked out of the Europa, that the two games they've played after, they've actually looked really sharp. It's like playing playing in the Europa semi-final actually increased their level a bit of play, because they've been playing well in the EPL and they've been doing well in the Europa League. But I think that the semi-final just showed them where they need to be regulars in Europe, you know. Yeah. And I think they'll take that experience with them when they face City. But yeah, City still will steamroll them with this weekend and wrap up the league. And I feel like Manchester City are playing with a bit of anger. You know, you can see when the team is playing with anger, you know,
they're still hurting from that.
They're hurting from the Champions League, you know. Yeah. So they're just going through with the league. They want to make sure at least if there's one thing they're not going to choke in, that's the Premier League. Yeah.
Sure. It would be disastrous if they lost it from this position.
Yeah. I would still also bet on the win below 3.5 goals. I don't think West Ham will let in a lot of goals. Even though Man City will want to score like 5-6 goals,
yeah,
I think West Ham will hold on to like a 2-0 loss or a 1-0 loss.
And before we move on to the next game, what's your thoughts on, I don't know if you've seen the latest reports about West Ham offering Declan Rice an 8-year contract worth over 200,000. An 8-year contract.
Guys, I'm sorry, but I'm one of those people that think Declan Rice is an overrated midfielder. I am. Yeah. I'm one of those. Okay. Maybe I haven't watched him enough.
This podcast now.
No, maybe. No, by saying he's overrated, I'm not saying he's bad. I'm not saying he's bad.
Well,
I'm saying,
look, for the price tag. I mean, if you're saying that, I don't agree with what they.
Yeah, the price tag is just ridiculous.
And saying that, you can have, fair enough, you can have your opinion. English midfielders have been overrated for the past, since I was.
Overrated and overpriced.
Overpriced and for the past. Yeah. But in saying that, he is the best of all of that they've ever had. He's better than Jack Wilshere. He's better than.
West Ham or English midfielders? No,
in terms of all the English midfielders that have been rated before prior to him.
He is definitely.
He is the best that they've ever had.
Likes of Phil Foden and Mason Mount?
No, Phil Foden is another class, guys. It's not even included.
Phil Foden is, he still has a long way to come. His mind is still, he has a bit of a, like, you can see when he plays, like, he wants to play today because it's Liverpool. He doesn't care tomorrow because it's Leicester. You know, he still has a bit of a, you know, childish mind, I believe. He needs to sort that out. But in saying that, you spoke about trends and superstitions earlier on. And I just want to add my two cents before we, like, before we get to the last game. You know, as much as we believe, we can talk about football, how much we want to or whatever. Manchester City conceded two goals in 2 minutes at Real Madrid.
Mm.
Whatever happened that day, it happened. Same, and in saying that, with, as a Liverpool supporter, we know that something like that can definitely happen again. As much as they may feel as if it's over, they can walk West Ham and win, but, and it's still going to be playing in Manchester City's head as well. We believe in patterns. I believe in superstitions and all those things. I promise you, West Ham can do it.
Well, you've had the man. Well, Wolves are in action next. Bruno Lage's men are looking to end a 5-game winless run in the Premier League. Fortunately for them, they host rock bottom Norwich, who were relegated 3 games ago. A quick prediction, Tebo.
Yeah, win for Wolves.
Should be
a win for Wolves.
Win for Wolves.
Yeah, should they?
I mean, this should be. I know Wolves aren't in great form, but this should be like looking at the set of fixtures for the weekend. This should be one of the bankers. I mean, for me, it is.
I think the issue with Wolves has been. I'm sorry to extend on this. It would just be a minute. I think the issue with Wolves it's similar to Leicester. You know, they haven't played badly as Leicester this season. They've played well, but what has happened is a lot of their players started being linked with other clubs when they were in form, and then their form dipped after that. So you've got a lot of players there at Wolves who are asking themselves, am I staying here next season? Am I playing to get a contract at Tottenham or a team like United, maybe Chelsea, Liverpool? Because they do have the standard of players that can feature in the top four, you know? So I think that's what's taking the foot off the gas a bit, because a lot of their players, and it's more than three players, a lot of their players are being looked at by big clubs, you know. But they will win this weekend.
I agree. The final game on Saturday sees Everton welcome Brentford, with Frank Lampard's side looking to take the sting out of Thomas Frank's buzzing bees.
Quick game of the weekend.
A quick prediction. I don't want to dwell too much on this one. A quick one.
I think
Brentford or Everton.
Brentford found a new win recently, ever since they had a bit up in form. And I mean, my Hollywood blood is saying Brentford, but in saying that, Frank Lampard needs to win, and I'm not going to go against my theory of what I said earlier on. If you need to win at this part of the season, you will win. You'll do whatever it takes, and for that reason, I'm going with Everton,
I watched Everton's last game. In fact, the last two games, they're playing really well. Even though they can be flat at times and they don't threaten as they shoot in front of goal, but it's the spirit, guys. It's the way they're pushing for this win. You know, I think that might just, you know, get them over the line against Brentford here. Especially seeing as they need this win. They really need this win.
I get it.
Everton win.
Okay. Before we move on to Monday night's game, we want to give our listeners a chance to win a betting voucher. All you have to do is tell us which team will join Watford and Norwich in the championship next season. So who will get relegated? Let us know what you think, and if your comment impresses our panel of judges, we will credit your account with a 200 Rand betting voucher courtesy of Hollywood Bets. Also, just another reminder, Hollywood Bets is running a competition during the Champions season. Spend 20 Rand or more on a horse racing bet and stand a chance to win one of three Polo Lifes. Okay, on to Monday now, the final game. And Arsenal face a tricky trip to St. James's Park to take on Newcastle. And interesting stats, Arsenal have won the last 8 meetings.
That's not noise. We don't even need to go into details. Yeah. Arsenal will steamroll them. And because even if they lose against Tottenham, they still need to win that game in the hope that Tottenham drops points on the final day.
But St. James's Park is tricky.
Nah, don't even stress. It's, it's game over there. And it's absolutely game over there. You don't need to panic. You don't need to stress. And yeah. Bank Arsenal in everything. And your bets on Monday with Arsenal. Yeah.
See, but that's simple.
Yeah.
I think there's value in backing Newcastle here, guys.
There's
value here. Yeah, there's value.
No, I actually think it's a tougher game than V's made it sound.
No, there's value. You know why I'm saying that? I think Newcastle will be looking at themselves and thinking, we've lost every game against the top six after the investment was made in January. And this might be the game they'll want to make a point out of and say, we've won one, at least. Yeah. And looking at those teams.
Is it not their final home game of the season or so?
Yeah, I think so too. I think they will look at Arsenal being a team that they will most likely, be playing in the Champions League because they can afford to lose this game as well. And they will look at them and think we need to measure ourselves against them again as they did, as they tried to against City, as they tried to against Liverpool and the other side. I'm not saying they'll definitely win it, but I think it will be a tough fixture for Arsenal. Seeing as they'll also come out thinking we need to win this. So I will back, I'll go for a double here. Newcastle draw or Arsenal win.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think, this is going to be the toughest game to call, from the sets of fixtures that we've looked at in the Premier League. And I just think, this is one that I would prefer to stay out of. That's how tight it is. Well, those are our thoughts. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Guys, any final words for our listeners?
No, just enjoy the FA Cup final this weekend. I mean, especially if you're a Liverpool supporter, embrace the moments with your family and friends because, you know, more months like May, like this month, might never ever happen again in our lifetime. So whatever you saved up to have a braai or whatever, whatever you saved up, have a braai with the family, you know, take a bet on your Hollywood Bets account, enjoy it, you know, embrace it. Cook that curry, you know, with your mother and father, you know, go, if your mother wants crab or whatever, just go and get it, you know. Do something. Do something special. Do something. Make it entertaining.
Sounds like you are buzzing.
Yeah, make it entertaining. You know, and like I may be sounding a bit, you know, funny or whatever, but like what I'm saying, spend time with those nearest and dearest Liverpool support, your fellow Liverpool supporters, because times like this we may never see in our lifetime again. So enjoy it. Yeah.
Yeah, enjoy the game, guys. Yeah. And all the Real Madrid fans, tune in. Yeah. Watch. Want you to see something there. That's all.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.
Thanks.